Oil response agencies and organizations in Alaska got a first-hand look today at a new spill mapping technology that's being used in the Gulf of Mexico. Ocean Imaging Corporation, the company that developed the system, demonstrated how it works using dye in Cook Inlet. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Pictures of the oil covering the Gulf of Mexico often show the slick spreading over a huge area, but most of that oil is a light sheen. Only a small percentage is thick enough to recover.
There's an adage that 90% of the oil is in 10% of the slick, and that's what we're trying to map out, is that 10%.
Judd Muscat is an oil spill expert with the California Department of Fish and Game. He helped develop a system that uses specialized cameras and thermal infrared technology to map the thickness of spilled oil from a plane.
And that information is then used to guide the response equipment to go and recover the oil, because you want to send your equipment to the thickest portions of the oil to collect as much as you can, get the most bang for your buck.
Muscat says spill responders used to use radar to map the oil, but that technology had some frustrating limitations.
What radar cannot do is tell you how thick is that oil. It can't tell the difference between just a few molecules or a very slight film, like what you see in parking lots when it rains and you see the rainbow or the silver film. It can't tell the difference between that and very thick oil. And by very thick, I mean oil that's just about as thick as maybe a couple of nickels piled together.
Muscat and Ocean Imaging Corporation were planning to demonstrate the technology in the Gulf of Mexico in May, but BP's oil spill turned it into a real operation. Muscat says the system has worked well in the Gulf, but it does have some shortcomings. It's been difficult for the planes to map a wide enough area.
This system was developed in California for our very small California spills. We never in our wildest dreams thought we would be tasked with mapping half of the Gulf of Mexico.
There are other potential limitations in Alaska. Cheryl Rosa is deputy director of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission. She watched the presentation and saw a lot of potential, but she says it may be difficult to apply it in the unique ice, water, and weather conditions of the Arctic.
I'm thinking about our seasons, our transitional seasons, especially in the fall, where we're dealing with darkness, we're dealing with often high winds and real cruddy weather. And I know the statistics can be pretty poor as far as the days that you can fly effectively to do this type of thing.
But Rosa was already talking to other Alaskans about using remote-controlled balloons instead of airplanes to map the oil. She thinks the technology could be a wonderful new tool to aid oil cleanup. But Rosa also says the best tool is prevention. It's always better to avoid having to clean the oil up in the first place. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.